And we'll go to Joshua chapter 5. We'll read two verses there. And then jump into chapter 6. So Joshua chapter 5, verse 13 to 15. And it says, "And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him, and his sword was drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, 'Are you for us or for our adversaries?' So he said, 'No, but as the commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come.' And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshiped and said to him, 'What does my Lord say to his servant?' And the commander of the Lord of the army said to Joshua, 'Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy.' And Joshua did so." And then I'll jump into chapter 6. "Now Jericho was surely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out, none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, 'See, I have given Jericho into your hands, its king and the mighty men of valor. You march around the city, you and all the men of war, and you shall go around the city once. This shall you do. This shall you do 6 days. And the 7 priests shall bear the trumpets of the ram horn before the ark. But the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And it shall come to pass, when they made a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you shall hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout, then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him." I love that. It will fall down flat. Hallelujah. So Joshua, and verse 20 now. "So Joshua shouted when the priests blew the trumpet, and it happened when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, that the people shouted with a great shout. The walls fell down flat. Then the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and took the city." Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This morning, I want to talk a little about walking in victory. Walking in victory. We saw that last week when I shared that the children of Israel was on the move. They were on the move, and they were moving to their promises. They were moving to the place where God wants them. And Bible says that when they came, they were on the other side of Jordan. And now we'll see that they will move into the land where Jericho was. I believe that God has want us to flourish. I believe that God desired that every child of God live in victorious life. I believe that God wants us to progress in life. I believe that God wants us to be prosperous and to be healthy and to be well and to walk in victorious life, to walk in His way. But it doesn't mean that if we're going to live victorious and be prosperous and flourish, that we will not experience pain, we will not experience hardship, we will not experience difficulty. We will go through different things. But thank God that His word answered these questions for us. His word answered these things, such as, how can we win in life? How can we experience difficulties and challenges in a falling world? How can we experience victory in challenges? How can we overcome obstacles in the path, in our way of victory? How can we overcome these difficult moments? The Word of God give us that path. It give us that direction. Thank God He didn't leave us in the dark concerning this, but He gave us a plan in His Word. Hallelujah. He gave us a pathway in His Word. He gave us a plan how we can live victoriously. You see, strongholds and obstacles are the enemy devices to keep us and hinder us from moving into where God wants us. The strongholds the enemy bring are to hinder us from the blessing of God, hinder us from our victory, hinder us from us moving into greater place with God. It tries to keep us from our healing. It tries to hinder our breakthrough. That's what strongholds and obstacles will do, and barriers. They will try to keep us out from the promises of God. You know, we serve an awesome God. Amen. We serve a powerful God. We serve a great one. Amen. Who is able to remove obstacles. Who is able to break barriers. Who is able to bring down walls. Amen. That we can walk through. Who is able to crush every giant that is in our way. That we can go to the place of victory. Amen. He can bring down obstacles that we can walk to victory. Amen. That will lead us into our victory. When we think of victory, we also think, and we must understand that we have an enemy. When we think of victory, we think that we must understand that we have an adversary. And the adversary is the devil. We are engaged in a warfare. We are engaged in spiritual battle. Peter put it this way in 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant. Brothers and sisters, in this warfare, we must be sober and vigilant. Because the adversary, he says, is the devil. He is a roaring lion, walking, seems whom he may devour. So we must be diligent, we must be sober, we must be vigilant, because the enemy is there, and he is right there when we are stepping forward to bring things in our way, to bring things to hinder us, to bring things to keep us away from the promises of God. But Jesus is the lion, amen. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the great one and is greater than our adversary. Jesus is greater than our adversary. Amen. And he is greater to lead us through. He is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Every knee will bow to him and every tongue will confess. All things will bow and confess to him. Amen. Philippians 2:8 says, being formed in the fashion of man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross, where God had highly exalted him and give him a name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Amen. Every mountain will bow. Every barriers will bow. Every setbacks will bow. Every obstacle will bow at his name and confess that he is Lord. Amen. Because he is the great one. Amen. So the Bible tells us the children of Israel was on the move. And they were crossing over Jordan now. And they were on the other side. And they camp on the other side, just outside the city of Jericho. And the Bible tells us that the whole land and the promises was before them. It awaits the Israelite. But in order to receive the promise, they had to conquer Jericho. They had to take out Jericho. Jericho was a fortified city, well protected. Its walls of defense is a work of protection against attack. Jericho had two parallel walls that surrounded the entire city. It was posted with guards to protect the city from others entering, from the enemy, from strangers, from intruders. The walls were so thick and so strong and wide that a chariot could run over it for about a mile. A chariot could run on the top of the wall. It was so strong. It was so wide. It was a powerful wall. You see, the city was completely shut out, the Bible says. It was shut out. No one went in. No one came in. You see, because of the children of Israel, the enemy heard what God has did for them, how God opened the Red Sea and drunk Pharaoh's army, how God delivered them in the hands of the Amorites and the two kings. They heard what God was doing with them. They heard what God was on their side, and they were afraid of the children of Israel, so they closed the city up. They were in total lockdown. The city was in lockdown. No one get out, no one came in. And the Bible says that Joshua and the people of Israel, they stood on the other side. You see, brothers and sisters, let me say something today. The enemy thought that he can keep the children of God from the promise of God. He thought by closing this city down and shutting out the city, they will keep the children of God from inheriting their inheritance and their promises. I want you to know that nothing can keep us and shut us out from the promises of God. The enemy cannot keep us out from the promises of God. God. What belongs to us, we will inherit. Amen. Because we serve another awesome God. In your journey, you may feel shut out. You may feel shut out from your blessing as you are marching on, as you are moving forward. You may feel shut out of your deliverance, of your healing, of the favor of God, out of your blessing, of your increase. You may feel shut out this morning. You may feel shut out of your promotion. You may feel locked up in problems. You may feel locked up today. You may feel that you are so much load of cares this morning. You may feel that the walls are surrounding you. You have no strength to get out. You have no strength to climb over. You have no strength to move forward. You have no strength this morning. But hear me this morning. Be not be dismayed. Don't be discouraged this morning. Do not be despair this morning. Do not be afraid this morning. I have a word for us this morning. I have a word for you, sister. I have a word for you, brother. This morning, I want you to know that there, I know somebody. I know a man that can lift you up. I know a man that can carry you. I know a man that is able to take you over the wall. I know a man. Some call him Savior. Some call him Redeemer. Some call him the Mighty One. Some call him the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Some say he is Moses. Some say he is Elijah. Some say he is Savior. This morning I want you to know. Some say he is the deliverer and the healer. This morning this man, his name is Jesus. And he's able to take you up. He's able to lift you up. He's able to carry you up. He's able to bring the walls down and to crush them so you can step into your promises. You can walk into your victory. You can move where God is taking you, from height to height, from glory to glory. I know a man this morning. You want to trust him. And if you will trust him, he will take you there into victory this morning. Give the Lord a praise this morning. He's able to break the chains this morning. He's able to set you free this morning. He's able to liberate you this morning. He's able to break the bands of the enemy yoke upon your neck. Maybe a child, maybe a relative, maybe someone that the enemy has got hold of and is controlling their life. He's able to tear down, to crush, to build up, and to pull down this morning. Whatever walls that you have, whatever walls you are surrounded by, walls of fear, walls of sickness, walls of anxiety, walls of pride and anger and temptation, depression, discouragement, walls of unbelief. This morning, he's able to tear them down so you can move into victory today. He can open unto you the good treasures of heaven this morning. Deuteronomy 12, 13, God is able to open unto you the good treasures of heaven, and he's able to cause rain in your dry land this season. I don't know what dryness you are going through, but God is able to rain in your season this morning and to bless the works of your hands. And he said, I'll make you the head and not the tail, and you shall be above, only you shall be above and not beneath. This morning, he's able. I know this man can do this. That anything that you feel shut up of, whatever you are shut out of, God is able to open. He's open. They open doors this morning. He's able to open closed doors this morning. You may feel that you're in prison. You may feel your situation is imprisonment, but he's able to loose the chains. He's able to shake the foundation of the prison, the foundation of the walls, a foundation of the barrier, a foundation of your situation. He's able to shake them this morning, and they will fall flat in the name of Jesus. This is the God we serve. When Paul and Silas was in prison at midnight, they began to sing praises, and there was a noise. There was a shaking in the prison, and the chains fell. This morning, your chains can fall. God can loose and set free this morning. Whatever you are closed up by, whatever you are closed up, God can open this morning. God can open up every barrenness. The Bible tells us about a woman named Hannah. was barren. The Bible says she was barren. Her womb was closed. She couldn't bear children. And the Bible says that she began to pray to God. The Bible says she prayed and her lips didn't move. She prayed intensively. She prayed fervently. She prayed sincerely. Even the prophet didn't realize she was praying. He thought she was drunk. But the Bible says that God heard her cry. Hallelujah. And he said he opened her womb. He loosed her womb. No more barrenness. She was free. This morning, whatever barrenness you have, I have a word for you. God can remove it. He can open the wombs. He can bring joy. He can bring peace. He can open you up today. Hallelujah. Maybe you are suffering today. Maybe you are dry today in your spiritual life. You are barren in your walk with God. Maybe spiritually you are barren, but God is able to open up, hallelujah, and to strengthen you so you can grow today spiritually. You can be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might today. Every barrenness he can remove. He can remove them if you would trust in him. And I believe that God is going to do a work today in the lives of many. I believe God is going to touch. I know the presence of God is in your home. I want you to trust God this morning as you hear this word. And the Spirit of God is going to move and lift you up and bring you into the place of victory this morning. Praise the Lord. So this morning, let us look at some keys to walking in this victory. Let us look at some keys from this story. The first thing the Bible says, and when the children of Israel got over to the other side, the Bible says that God commanded Joshua in chapter 5, verse 2. He says, and at this time the Lord says to Joshua, make a sharp knife and circumcise again the children of Israel a second time. Ha, ha, ha. God said, you need to circumcise them again. If we're going to walk in the victory of God, if we're going to walk in victory, if we're going to walk in liberty and experience God's goodness for our lives, then we must live the circumcised life in the Spirit. We must live that circumcised life in the Spirit, not made by hands, but made by God. Colossians 2:11 says, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands. I am talking about a circumcision made without hands. I am talking about a transformation of our heart and our soul and our spirit and our mind. You see, the circumcision was a separation, and then blood came. But you see, the circumcision is a symbolic of the cross and the work of the cross and Christ. And this morning, this is what we need to walk in. If we're going to walk in victory, then the cross must be the center of our life. The cross must be the thing that we trust in. The cross must be the thing that we walk in. We must be circumcised in the heart, in the mind, in the soul, in the spirit. If we are fighting a spiritual battle, the mind is the battlefield. The carnal nature must be subject to the spirit man. If we are going to be overcomers, then the flesh must be subject to the spirit. Amen. This is the spiritual concept of circumcision. The carnal man must be subject to the Spirit of God. We must put on the old man, put off the old man, and put on the new man. 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul says, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and all things become it new. Circumcised in the spirit means to pick up your cross daily and follow. This is how we live a victorious life. Taking up our cross every day. Picking up our cross every day. Walking in the spirit. Walking a spirit-filled life. Walk a spirit-filled life. Living a consecrated life. We want to live victoriously. We want to enjoy the things of God. Let us walk and live a consecrated life. This is what a circumcised life is in the spirit. It is consecrated. Amen. Paul says it this way in Romans 12:1-2. Brethren, I beseech you, therefore, by the mercies of God, that you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and accepted unto God, which is your reasonable service. But be not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. And if we're going to walk in victory, and we got to walk with a renewed mind, a renewed heart, a renewed spirit. Amen. And that is how we're going to experience the victory of God. God says, I want you to circumcise them. You see, everyone that came out of Egypt, you see, Egypt was a type of the world. So God says, before they can enter into my promise, they must be separated. They must be cleansed. They must be made whole. And that is done through the circumcision. It was done by hands. But God says, now we don't need the circumcision by hands. We need a circumcision made without hands, because Jesus came, hallelujah, on the cross, and he died for us. Now when we go to him, hallelujah, and we are washed and cleansed, hallelujah, we have a new circumcision in the spirit, hallelujah, the mind and the heart and the soul and the spirit, amen. That is how we walk in victory. The second thing about walking in victory, not only to be circumcised in the spirit and live a circumcised life, but also to keep our heads up and our eyes fixed on the Lord. If we're going to walk in victory, if we're going to experience the goodness of God, if we're going to experience the blessings of God, then we must keep our heads up and our eyes on the Lord. A lot of times we can keep our heads up, but our eyes are different places. Our eyes are different places. Hear what the Bible says here in verse 13. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted his eyes, and behold, and look, and behold, stood a man over against him with his sword drawn. The Bible says he lifted his eyes, and he looked, and he saw a man. Hallelujah. We know who this man is. We know who this man is. He said, I am the Lord of the hosts. I am the captain of the hosts. Brothers and sisters, if we're going to walk in victory, then our eyes must be on Christ. Psalmist says, I lifted up my eyes and I looked, behold, where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. Brothers and sisters, if we're going to walk in victory, if we're going to be successful, then we must keep our eyes on him. We must look to God, the author and finisher of our faith. We must look to him, the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one going to lead us. He's the one who will direct us. He's the one going to walk us through our victory. Brothers and sisters, we look to him for instruction. We look to him for guidance. We look to him for direction. We look to him. The Bible says, in times of trouble, God is a present help. Amen. And when we look to him, we will see him. Amen. You see, Joshua didn't look at the walls. He didn't look at the problem, but he looked up and he saw. His eyes were in the right place. His head was in the right place. It was in the right place. And that is how we will enter victory, by having our mind and our heart and our soul and our spirit in the right place. Amen. And that is to the cross. We look to the cross. When we say we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, we mean we are looking to the cross. We are looking at what he did on the cross. Amen. And that is what will lead us to our victory. The cross will lead us to our victory. Amen. The Bible tells us about Jehoshaphat. The Bible tells us when the children of Moab came to destroy Judah. The Bible says that they came up to wax Judah, to destroy Judah. And the Bible says that the people came and told Joshua, Joshua, this is what's going to happen. The enemy is out there and they are coming. And they joined force with the Amorites and they are coming. And the Bible says that Joshua feared and he gathered the people together. But he did the right thing. He went to seek God. His eyes were on God. He cried out to God and he said, God, God, you are the great one. You are the one that wrought victory and delivered the people. Aren't you God of might and power? And he said, God, I don't have the might. I don't have the power to fight these men, but my eyes, hallelujah, is on you. My eyes is on you. I am looking to you as the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm looking to you, my eyes on you, because my victory is in you. My freedom is in you. My liberty is in you. My healing is in you. My deliverance is in you.
My breakthrough is in you. It is in you only. I am looking to you. I am not looking to the left. I'm not looking to the right, but I'm looking on you. I am stepping forward. I'm moving forward with my eyes on you, because where cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord above. It cometh from him above. So I am looking at him. I'm looking at him, not elsewhere. We look to him. Why? Because of who he is. We look to him because he's the great one. We look to him because he's the mighty God. We look to him. He's the everlasting Father. We look to him because all power is given unto him, both in the heavens and the earth. We look to him because he's the creator of the heavens and the earth. We look to him because he's Jehovah. We look to him because he's our provider. We look to him because there is none besides him. David said, you can search the whole world and you will not find one like him. So we look to him. We look to him only. Only him. There is none like him. And when we look to him, there is assurance and confidence that he will lead us to the victory. We look to him because of what he has done. What he has done for us. He picked us up when we fall down. We look to him because he picks us up when we fall down. We look to him because of the victory he has given us before. We look to him because of the work he did on the cross. We look to him for what he has done for us. We look to him because what he will do for us. What he will do for us. He said, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. I change not. I change not. He will lead us to victory. That's why we look to him. He will ensure us of our victory this morning. So keep looking. Keep looking. Keep looking to him. Why? He said, if you call upon me, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. He said, if you seek me, you shall find me. We look to him because we can find him. Hallelujah. He's not a God that doesn't hear us. He's not a God made with hands of stones. He's not a God that is carved out from some hill. He's a true living God. He has power to move, power to destroy, power to break down. He's an awesome God. He spoiled principality. He's the one that triumphed. Here Paul says in Colossians 2:15, having spoiled principality and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumph over them in it. Hallelujah. We look to him because he's the triumphant one. Hallelujah. He triumphed over the enemy. So we keep our eyes on him. We look to Jesus because our victory and our freedom and our blessing lies in him. It lies in him. Paul put it this way, for in him we live, we move, and have our beings, because in him is everything. Amen. And when we call upon him, he says, I will answer you and show you great and mighty things. So we look to him. The third thing is, if we're going to walk in this victory, if we're going to experience God's blessing, if we're going to experience the things of God, then we must rely on the power of God. We must rely on him. We must rely, not just look to him, but rely on him. Amen. Rely on him. And that means we must surrender to him. We must surrender. The Bible says in verse 14, and when the Lord says, when Joshua said, saw this man, and he asked him the question, are you for us or are you for the adversary? And he said, no, but the captain of the host of the Lord have now come. Hallelujah. And Joshua fell to his face to the earth and did worship and says to him, what said it, my Lord, unto his servant? You see, we got to, this, what Joshua was saying here when God spoke to him, and the Lord says, I am now the captain of the host. I have now come. In other words, Jesus is saying, I'm in control. I have come now. I'm taking control. You trust in me now. You don't need to fight this battle anymore. You got to rely on me now, Joshua.
Joshua, you rely on me. I've come. My sword is drawn. Meaning I'm ready for battle. I am prepared for battle. I'm ready to take charge. Joshua, all you need to do is to trust in me. All you need to do is to just surrender to me. Surrender this battle to me. I am taking charge of this battle. The Bible says this in verse 8. Also, when it came to pass that Joshua spoke these words unto the seven priests bearing the seven trumpets of the ram's horn. He says, go before the Lord and blow the trumpet, and the ark of the covenant of the Lord will follow. You see, Joshua was saying, now this battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. This battle is not our battle. This battle belongs to the Lord. We will follow what God says. We will do what God says. We will follow the ark of the Lord. We will trust in him now. We will submit to his authority. You see, Jesus is in charge. Hallelujah. He says, I have come. I am the captain of the host. I am the commander of the host. Meaning now I'm in charge of this battle. Now I am in charge and full control of this situation. And he says, now all you have to do is to trust me, Joshua. All you have to do is to depend on me, Joshua. For the battle is the Lord's, Joshua. The battle is not yours. Trust in my power. Trust in my strength. Trust in me, Joshua. Trust in me. See, David, when he went to face Goliath, the Bible says he trusted in the Lord. Because when he went up to Goliath, he says, you come with me with spears and all shields and all these great things and weaponry, but I come with you in the name of the Lord. He trusts the name of the Lord, because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord is a stronghold. And when we rely on God's power, when we rely on his strength, he will lead us into victory, not in our own strength, not in our own wisdom, not in our own understanding, not in our own might and our own plan, but his plan, his will, his purpose. Amen. When we trust in him, in spite of, we trust in him in spite of the walls, in spite of the barriers, in spite of what's going on, we still trust in him. We're relying on his power. We're relying on him this morning. Amen. The Bible tells us when the children of Israel were about to, when they left Egypt and Pharaoh's army was behind them, the Bible tells us that they were end up in front of the Red Sea, nowhere to go, nowhere to turn. Behind them was Pharaoh and his army. In front of them was the Red Sea. And the children of Israel, they took their eyes of God. They took their eyes of the power of God. They took their eyes of what God did for them in the past. And they said, Moses, Moses, you brought us here to die in this wilderness. Are there not enough grave in Egypt that we can die and be buried there? Why you brought us here? You see, they took their eyes off what God can do for them. They didn't trust in the power of God anymore. But the Bible says that God spoke to Moses, and he said, Moses, Moses, just lift up your rod, and today you shall see the salvation of the Lord. Today you shall see my power. Just trust in me. And the Bible says Moses spoke to them, and he says, today you shall see the salvation of the Lord, that the Egyptians you see today, no more shall you see them. When we trust in God and relying on God's power to work in us and through us, the enemy will flee. Amen. The enemy will be moved. Amen. God will make a way for us when we trust in his power. And the Bible says that God opened the wilderness for them. He said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. It is by the Spirit of God. It is not what we can do. You see, Joshua was a mighty man of valor. He was a great soldier. He was a great strategist. He knew how to fight. He knew how to battle. But he didn't. He surrendered to the authority of God. He surrendered to the power of God. He surrendered and relied on God to give him the victory. Amen. The children, remember the three Hebrew boys? The Bible tells us when they were told by Nebuchadnezzar, after he built this great image, and he told them they need to bow down and to worship. And the Bible says they obeyed God. They didn't. And he said they would be thrown in the fire. But the Bible says that they obeyed God and they stood their grounds. Why? Because they trust in the power of God to deliver them. The Bible says when the king asked them that if they don't bow to them, they will be thrown in and the fire furnace will be seven times hotter. He says, the God whom we serve, hallelujah. They said, the God whom we serve, the God whom we know, the God whom we trust, the God whom we put our faith in, the God whom we trust in his power and rely on his power is able to deliver us, is able to bring us out, he's able to set us free. And the Bible says they were thrown in, and when Nebuchadnezzar went, he saw a fourth man in the fire, and he said, did we not throw three in the fire? How come there is a fourth man there? And he said, the fourth man seems to look like the Son of God. I am saying to you, when we rely on God's power, when we trust in him, when we surrender to him, he will walk with us through any fire. He will walk with us through the storms. He will bring the mountain down. He will remove the obstacle in the way when we trust in him with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lead not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. He shall lead you to victory. He shall lead you to victory. He shall lead you to liberty. He shall bring you in to the fullness. Amen. Walk in him. When we trust in him, lean not to your understanding. He will direct your path. He will direct your way. He will direct you. He will lift you up. Amen. Today you can walk in victory. Just rely on him. Trust in him. Surrender to him. Whatever that problem is. Whatever that situation is this morning, whatever that challenge you're going through with that child, whatever challenge you're going through with that brother, that sister, what challenge you're going through with that family member, surrender today. And I believe today with all my heart, if you surrender to God and rely on his power, he's able to work and move today. He's able to break the chains today. He's able to bring you up today. He's able to lift you up today. He's able to bring change in that situation. He's able to bring change in that circumstances. He's able to heal that body. Surrender that sickness to him. Surrender that circumstances to him. Surrender that problem to him. There is a habit you want to get over with. You're trying to get it over with. There's a problem you're trying to get rid of. You want victory of. You want victory. Victory and freedom. God says, surrender to me. Maybe there is pride in your heart. Surrender to God and he will set you free. Amen. He will set you free. He will lift you up today. Amen. If we surrender to him, whatever that thing is, whatever the thing that aches you, whatever that thing that aches you today, whatever the thing that troubles you today, whatever that thing that wakes you up in the night crying today, hear me today. Jesus saying, surrender to him. Rely on his power. Rely on his power to work in you. For he that started a good work is able to complete it. In your life, in your children's life, in that friend, that relative, that son, that daughter. The enemy might take hold of them. The enemy might sift them. The enemy may try to sift them. And has blinded their minds. But Jesus said, if you surrender to me, behold, I have all power. All power is given unto me today, both in heaven and in earth. Power to loose, power to break down, power to build up, power to set free. Surrender it to him today. And he will grant you the victory. 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 If you'll surrender. The fourth thing, follow God's plan. Follow God's plan. Follow God's plan. You want to walk in victory, follow God's plan. Stay in the plan of God. Stay in the purpose of God. Stay in the will of God. Be obedient to the word of God. Do what God says. Do what God tells you to do. God told them, go around the mountain. Joshua, all you need to do, put down your arms. Put down your weaponry. All you need to do, gather me some worship. Seven priests that will blow the trumpet. Get me a worship team. Go around the mountains. Go around Jericho. once every 6 days, and on the seventh day, go seven times. Just follow God's plan. Just follow God's word. Just be obedient. You see, obedience brings the blessings. Obedience brings the blessings. Our victory over the enemy depends on our faith and obedience to his word. James says, actually, the blessings are for those who hear God's word and keep it. Blessed are those who hear God's word and keep it. And James says, 1:22, be not hearers of the word, but be doers of the word. Not only hearers, but doers. You see, our victory, our freedom, our liberty depends on our faith and obedience to the word of God. In the word of God, we follow him. The Bible says Gideon, he followed God's instruction. The blind man followed Jesus' instruction and he was healed. Peter followed Jesus' instruction and he got a great catch. This morning, let's follow his instruction. I'm wrapping up here. And the next thing, the key to victory is an act of faith in God. Key to victory is an act of faith in God. It's an act of faith in God because faith will lead us to victory. You see, they had to shout for victory. You see, it was a shout of faith. You see, the shout was done in faith. Can you imagine? You're going against some enemy and God is saying to you, just march around and shout a great shout. That had to be done in faith. They had to believe it. So an act in faith in God will bring us into victory. God says, go around, come past this city, walk around it. You see, it may sound like it doesn't make sense. From man's perspective, it doesn't make sense. But from God's perspective, all things are possible. With man, it seems impossible. But with God, all things are possible with him. The Bible says, faith without works is dead. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. You see, Martin Luther put it this way. He said, faith sees the invincible. Faith believes the incredible. Faith receives the impossible. Hallelujah. And this morning, if you will have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, you will say to this wall, you will say to this problem, you will say to this challenge, you will say to this sickness, be removed and be cast into the sea. Faith will move mountains. Faith in God will bring down walls. Faith in God will lead you to victory this morning. If you will trust in him, if you will depend on him. The Bible says the centurion, Jesus says, I've never seen such great faith. The man on the stretcher with his four friends, when they took them to Jesus, the place was full. And the Bible says they went up into the roof. Faith sees the impossible. Faith believes the incredible. And faith will cause you to receive the impossible. It sees the invincible. It believes the incredible. And it will cause you to receive the impossible. And this morning, whatever you see that is not possible, it is possible with God. Your victory is possible. Amen. It is not impossible because we serve a great God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a wonderful God. And I'll close with this. Rest in the promises of God. You want to walk into victory. We want to live a victorious life. We want to receive the promises of God. Just rest in the promises of God. Just rest in what God says. In verse 2, he says, Joshua, behold, I have given you in your hands Jericho. Joshua, I have given into your hands Jericho. You see, God is laying out it ahead for us. He's putting it out ahead for us. He's saying your victory is already won. All you gotta do is to trust in me. All you gotta do is to rest in my promise. All you gotta do is to believe me. You see, believe the promises of God. Satan is defeated. We have victory over him. John 5:4 says, for whomsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory we have, that we has overcome the world. Our faith, hallelujah. Trust in the promises of God this morning. Trust in the promises of God. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you shall be condemned. For this is the heritage for the servants of God. Trust in that word. Trust in his promise. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Paul puts it this way. But thanks be to God who have given us the victory through Christ. Thanks be to God who have given us the victory through Christ. This morning, the victory is yours. The battle is won. The battle is not yours, says the Lord. The battle is his this morning. Rest in that promise. You don't need to fight, Joshua. You don't need to fight, Moses, he told him. He told Gideon, you don't need to fight this morning. All you need to do is to gather some men. All you need to do, Gideon, is to get some lamp in your hands, is get some pitchers in your hands, and you sing and shout, and you say, the sword of the Lord and the sword of Gideon. And when you charge in my might, and when you rest in my promise, that the battle is not yours, it is mine. Said the Lord, the battle is his. Greater is he that's in you and he that's in the world. When we trust in him, do not be fear or dismay, for of the great multitude, a battle is not yours, it is the Lord's. Don't fear of the mountain, don't fear of the wall, don't fear of the barrier, don't fear of the enemy. The battle is the Lord's. Trust in the Lord this morning. Trust in the Lord this morning, and you will walk in victory. He says, Joshua, every place that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I have given to you. I have spoken it to Moses. God has given us the victory. He came before and provided the victory on the cross. Amen. So all we got to do this morning is to rest in the promise, step into the promise, declare victory, move into victory, claim your victory. Jesus has provided a victory on the cross. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from a position of victory. We are fighting from a position of victory. All we are doing is walking towards it and stepping into it, because Jesus said it. I have overcome. I have overcome the world. I have defeated the enemy. You will walk into it, move into it today. Walk in the newness of Christ. Walk in the spirit-filled life. Keep our eyes on Jesus. Look to him, the author and finisher of faith today. Keep fight a good fight of faith. Keep pressing, keep moving. Rest in him. Stand still this morning and see the salvation of the Lord. Fear not. He says, I am with you. He will never leave us nor forsake us, even to the end of the world. He will be with us. And John 16:13 says, these things I've spoken unto you, that you have peace. That you have peace today. That your victory is won. Just walk into it. Step into it. Believe it in the promises of God. And let the peace of God rest with you in your victory. Let the peace of God lift you up in your victory. Let the peace of God carry you into the victory. Let the peace of God be upon you and your household in your victory. Let the peace of God travail over you and your household in your calamities, in your despair, in your challenges, in all that you are going through. Let the peace of God now reign in your hearts, in your mind, and in your soul. Let it lead you to victory. Be not dismayed, be not discouraged. For lo, said the Lord, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Even to the end of the world. He will walk with you. He will take you through the rivers. He will open the Jordans for you. He will open the Red Sea for you. He will walk through, oh God, rivers. You will not drown. He will lift you up to the mountains. He will let you soar with eagles today. You will run and not be weary. And you will walk and not faint. He is your good shepherd today. Trust in him. Trust in his promise. And surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the goodness of God. You shall dwell in the power of God. You shall dwell in victory. You shall dwell in liberty. You shall dwell in the glorious promises of the great I am. Trust in him. Trust in him. Trust in him, in his promise. Now, therefore, let's walk in that victory. Step in the freedom where Christ has set you free. And be not entangled in the yoke of bondage again, but stand firm in the liberty where Christ has set you free. And whom the Son set free is free indeed.